Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Of the six scientists known to have been engaged in the Death Ray project, we'd encountered three, but those three were beyond our reach. Dr. Diaz, Anton Zarovsky, and Jacob Bruin, whose English daughter Sally was now on her hands in Rio. But from Bruin, we'd picked up a notebook crammed with scientific data. Sir Giles Davenport and I hoped this would yield something when thoroughly examined in London. Meanwhile, I felt that I must thank the exotic French-Italian dancer for her recent help. She'd warned us that a plane carrying us north, where we met the Bruins, was also carrying a bomb. So I went alone to the White Tulip Cabaret where she danced. The part owner, Reliana, met me with smiles, then ushered me into his office. He informed me that Faye had suddenly disappeared. He wanted to know what I knew about it. And as I bit on a pipe, the Afghan job, he produced a Luger with silencer to back up his demands.
You will observe, Senor Carson, that I am in no mood to be satisfied with your brief denial.
Old chap, I know nothing of Mademoiselle Corelli's disappearance. I came here tonight to see her.
But you know much of her. That is what I demand to be told.
Well, strangely enough, I know very little. For quite some time, I've been most eager to know.
She has interest beyond her dancing?
Has she?
You will answer me.
Well, if you must have answer.
I must.
Men.
That is not the answer I desire.
Well, then what do you desire?
Everything that you know about her.
Well, let's see now. I'd say she was the most enchanting dancer I've ever seen.
That I know for myself. Senor Carson, you do not seem to appreciate the situation. Leveled at your heart, I have a gun. I am a man possessed by a great passion. And this weapon I will not hesitate to use for my own ends. Do I make myself clear?
I'm afraid not.
Then I must use this weapon to satisfy you, perhaps?
Very thought. Howsoever, curious to know where you fit into the picture.
The picture, senor? What picture?
The reason behind this grim solicitude for Mademoiselle Corelli's well-being.
That is my affair.
And by the same token, old chap, what I know about the dear creature is mine.
My patience is coming to an end, senor.
Mine also.
But who is in the position to enforce the demands? It would be well to bear that in mind, my friend.
I doubt that you've the advantage you think.
No, senor.
Yeah. For instance, you may have noticed what I held in my mouth.
The pipe?
So. Rather a curious type, don't you think?
It is somewhat unusual, I will grant you.
Afghan job, you know.
Senor Carson, you are wasting my time. I demand...
Now, steady on. I want you to watch this pipe very carefully.
It is you that I am watching.
Yeah, perhaps, but... I'll show you what pipe could do if I happen to be callous enough to aim it at your heart. See that Aztec carving on your desk?
I am watching you, senor. I repeat.
And I repeat. Watch the carving. Here goes.
The arrow.
So, now give me that gun.
No, no!
Very well, then. Now for the gun.
Senor, do not shoot.
Come on, get up on your feet.
My jaw, my good senor.
Come on, up.
Indeed. Indeed, at once. Please do not shoot. I will explain.
I certainly hope so.
Senor, I wish you no harm.
Yeah? This gun a dummy, I suppose.
It is only because I am desperate with love and fear.
Love and fear? How so?
For the senorita.
Fake, really?
Indeed. Why do you think that I bring her to Blanca Tulipa so that all the scum of Rio may gaze upon her divine dancing? No, no. So that she may dance for myself alone. Look, senor, from this curtain, I have a special curtains.
Don't move, my friend.
I desire only to show you.
Yes, I know all about that.
You know, senor?
Sir, I spotted the curtains parting when I was here last time with Faye.
Ah, but can you imagine how jealous I was of you, senor?
Very well. Especially when I think back to the many attempts of Rio thugs to waylay me.
Senor.
It was you, Reliana.
Not entirely, senor.
You hired the thugs. Come on. This is something I've been wanting to clear up for quite some time. You hired them.
Be careful of the gun. It is indeed loaded.
You did hire them.
See.
Nice type of fellow, it seems.
But, senor, I instructed them that to yourself would come no the least possible harm. The very least for the circumstances.
Yes, I can imagine that, too.
Believe me, senor.
Yeah, matter of fact, I do believe you. But not concerning thugs.
Oh, senor.
I believe that you've some passion for Fakirilli.
Senor, if you knew. If only you knew.
I also believe that she's vanished, and that you're concerned somewhat.
Concerned? Oh, my friend, I am almost out of my mind.
And then we're both concerned. Something has happened to her.
You have information which will assist?
I'm afraid not. But you can count on this. I'll be doing everything possible to help locate her. Here's your gun.
My gun?
Come on, take it. I want my hands free to get Arrow out of this idol here and back into the false stem of the pipe where it belongs.
You mean, senor, I am a forgiver.
So, the fellow should hand you over to the police, but why trouble? Besides, I may need your help to locate Faye.
Anything, senor. Anything at all.
I'll let you know. Meanwhile, I'll get cracking. The question was, of course, how to get cracking. What did I know about Faye, other than the fact that she was a superb dancer, enchanting company, that she lived in a flat on the city outskirts, and that it seemed beyond all doubt that she was tied up with one of our many rivals in Operation Death Ray? Early the following morning, I got Angelo on the job. He would do the rounds of the various relatives and acquaintances who seemed to lurk in all the shadows of the city. Meanwhile, I had someone to look after.
Please don't be worried about me, Mr. Carson. I'm really much better.
Yeah, you certainly look at me, dear. Slashing, in fact.
You shouldn't say such things, Mr. Carson.
If only you knew how much fellow meant it. Howsoever, let's drop the Mr. Carson.
Then what else am I to call you?
Well, folks christened me Bruce.
Well.
Don't be shy about it.
I'm afraid I am shy, Mr. Carson. Bruce.
Yes, that's better. I love that. but stay shy, Sally. Though not over-shy. It'll make you too irresistible.
Me?
Yes, you, my dear. Anyway, let's stroll out and find a colourful cafe somewhere. Got something to tell you about future plans.
You know, Mr. Bruce... When I passed through Rio, I wanted to sit at one of these footpath cafes, but...
Well, why not?
Well, I just didn't like sitting there alone.
Oh, too shy, eh? No, perhaps it's just as well you didn't.
But why?
Oh, Sally, what man could see you here alone and walk by?
Would you do such a thing?
Bet your life I would.
Wouldn't that be rather common?
Not for Rio.
Oh.
Anyway, about this business Giles and I arranged for you.
Well, I was forgetting about that. Could I do it?
Of course. Only a few hours each day. Give you a chance to settle down here. Well, that's if you want to.
Well, really, Bruce, I couldn't think of going back to England yet. You're the only person I know and...
No getting yourself upset. Commander Grant's one of Sir Giles' best friends. He's an explorer.
He sounds terribly important.
True, but he's an easy enough fellow to get along with. He wants you to tidy up his papers, do a bit of typing, such like.
But I really can't type properly.
Oh, what difference does that make?
Well...
It's settled?
Yes, Bruce. And I...
Oh, Sally, what is it?
I feel so grateful. I suppose I want to cry.
Oh, no. Get hold of that cup of coffee and drink it. Then we'll stroll back to the hotel. I have some important business to attend to this afternoon. In spite of the urgent matter of Faye's disappearance, I found myself taking a wide detour back to the hotel. Compared with Sally, I seem to be an old-timer in Rio. We stopped at a few shops, and just to bolster up the big brotherly mood, I bought a few trinkets. A delight to have someone so frankly appreciative. Howsoever, at Sir Giles' apartment, the atmosphere was much more serious.
Well, Carson, that notebook's on its way to London. In a day or two, we may have another lead to follow.
Oh, good, sir. Meanwhile, I've something to keep myself occupied.
Indeed, Carson, I wanted to speak to you on that particular matter.
Yeah, something's happened to her, all right. I phoned Rilliana, but he's still in despair.
Look here, old man. Should this concern you?
Why, I don't follow.
Now, I'll be frank. Mademoiselle Kirelli's present whereabouts do not concern us.
Oh, but Sir Giles...
I know she contacted me, and so you were able to find that bomb planted on your plane.
Well, she virtually saved my life, and Angela's.
Perfectly true. However, I must remind you once again that chivalry plays no part in espionage work.
Oh, really, sir, I couldn't be so ungrateful.
Well, has it occurred to you that her disappearance may be some ruse to lure you into another trap? Well, she doesn't qualify as the deadliest of our rivals, perhaps, but we've ample evidence that she's working against us.
Oh, she's in trouble.
According to the Rihanna fellow.
If you'd seen him when the tables were turned, you'd realize he was just an odious character, crazily in love.
Well, I hate to be the doubting Thomas.
Oh, I realize, of course, sir, we must be careful.
Mademoiselle Kirelli is a fair creature indeed. But there's so much at stake in this hunt that fellows like us must sacrifice our feelings towards her.
Well, sir...
How many times before have we been lured or lulled into believing that these lady friends of yours are innocent souls, only to discover otherwise?
I hate admitting it, sir.
We must be infinitely careful, Carson.
Yeah.
Ah, that'll be Angelo.
Yeah, about time he turned up.
Is that you, old chap?
Indeed, Excellency.
Yeah, how I lap up that Excellency business.
Any news for us, Angelo?
I believe so, Senor.
Oh, fine. You have something on Fecarelli?
About the dancing senorita, I fear I've got nothing.
Yeah? Then what?
It concerns the one who is young and so very innocent.
Your protege, I think, cousin.
Sally? Sally Bruin?
Si.
Well, what?
About 10 minutes ago, I saw her in the company of one who is believed an enemy.
Who the blazes might that be?
Senor Deauville.
Roger Deauville? Sally, with him?
I fear so.
Great Lucifer, Sir Giles.
Yes. Yes, cousin. As I was saying, we can't trust these lady friends of yours.
With Roger Deauville? I couldn't believe it. Yet Angelo insisted, and I knew he was right. But Sally, of all people... Hearing that was one of the most sickening of all the blows we were to suffer in Operation Death Ray.
Undercover Carson is written by Michael Noonan and produced by Walter Pym for Art Transact.